Names, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Master plan. Oh yeah, fuck yeah, Radio BAM Series 28 faction. I'm here with Tam Tam and Nets Production there, and Chad I. Ginsburg, Novak, Natalie from Pittsburgh, aka Yins, and South Central, Northwest, Jersey Whore, East, the third, Esquire.
Because, let me tell you a little bit about this girl, aka Apple. She's completely opposite of my type, which is blonde hair, straight A, graduating from college in a month, and before she liked frat boys and, you know, all that boring shit.
She probably had to like frat boys because that's all that's available in Westchester University.
Yeah, pretty much. And then one day...
Then shitbag rolls around.
And since we've met, she got from straight A's to barely going to class once every 2 weeks. She's lost 2 jobs.
She hasn't been home in like 4 days.
Now, that's it. Her roommates thought she was just hanging out with me shooting heroin.
And that's what her sorority roommates thought, that she comes over to Bam's house and shoots speed bows with Novak.
And now, dude, last night I had her saying, oh yeah, fuck me like a dirty slut. Dude, she takes notes from Tammy and I love it.
I teach her well.
Sexual mom.
We've had Tammy deliver lemonade to the skaters down at the mini ramp naked on a dune buggy. Then she bought pizza naked.
With a sword in her hand.
And then the next day, she bought pizza naked with high heels and what else did you have?
I had the skull scarf on.
The skull scarf.
And that's it.
High
heels. Goddamn right.
Dude, I had her where her back was towards me and I'm fucking her and she's like, oh, I'm coming. Watch the cum go all over your hard cock.
Apple, she make sure you tell your mom to listen to this.
Tell her it's on Sirius 20 Facts and Radio BAM.
See, Novak, when you tell stories, you gotta learn how to stop beating around the bush. You gotta tell more detail.
Time is money and I don't have it to waste, dude, because I am a millionaire.
We're outside of New Hope.
Yeah.
We're at a Renaissance fair right now.
Outside Punk Rock Michelle's store, God Save the Queen.
Production, you know which one it is?
On Mechanic Street.
I totally know who's...
And she's throwing marshmallows at people.
They can't rain marshmallows.
I'm going to fucking...
Okay, well, production knows who it is.
I already called her out.
Production, can you get her to come over here?
Go fight her.
Tell her we want to talk to her live on air.
Hold on, just let her keep doing it because I'm going to let it build up pretty big.
All right, yeah. No, wait, let's let her keep doing it. We'll get pissed off.
No. I want to get real mad because I'm only medium mad right now about the marshmallows.
I'm not mad, but I just want
to... She's throwing them at everybody. Is she just nuts?
Why is she throwing at everybody?
She just threw it at some little kid walking by.
What?
It might be nuts.
She's running a little booth right now selling rings and incense and shit.
We're out on the side of the street and we came in and stormed the Renaissance Festival with ulterior motives. By accident, but we're the new Millennium Pirates, and these old pirates, they're all dressed up with pirates and corsets.
And right now I'm signing a pocket pussy.
Can I fuck it after you sign it?
Can Novak fuck it after I sign it?
Can I fuck that pocket pussy after he signs it?
Do you fuck the pocket pussy? Stop it.
I want to know who has anyone...
Finger the pussy and see if it's real. Does it feel real?
Let me...
How's it feel?
Oh, finger bang that.
Oh my god, I feel pussy all the time.
Tammy's a pussy expert.
I am. I love
her. Oh, you're on my book? What'd you think of my book? Talk on there. Come here.
Well, then lick the thing.
So, I just met someone here. He's read my book. What'd you think of it, buddy?
It's fucking great, man. You're the fucking best.
Do you recommend everyone should read this book?
Absolutely.
What's it called?
Dream Catcher.
Dream Catcher.
And I play for Philadelphia. Dream Seller, ladies and gentlemen. Nah, thank you. Let me finger that pussy before you leave.
It feels like a pussy.
Come here.
Bring that pussy over here real quick.
Yeah.
Can I stick my dick in it?
I dare you.
Dream my
cold.
Well, you can't do it at a Renaissance fair. Actually, you probably can. I just saw a bunch of girls with tits hanging out wearing grapes.
Really?
Mickey from Ween was going to come out. Yeah, I told him he was going to stop by.
Okay.
To get him in. He just got a new dog. He's excited.
He was excited.
About the new dog?
Well, I was excited about this secret Ween show that never happened.
Yeah,
it was so secret that it didn't even happen.
It was.
What happened?
I don't know. It was a secret. They didn't tell me either. Jameson, who is here, said it was going to happen.
They said it was all over the internet, that it was going to, someone read it on the internet that it was going to happen, and then did.
Well, you don't even have an internet, so what do you care?
Shut up.
It's wrong. It's that side. What's wrong with you? You have a muscle. You know what one looks like.
A professional sex machine.
Jesus Christ, she's putting it on the other end where the
I am a professional
the cum
sex
comes out.
No, I did not.
You just caught me fast forward and through a porn, and the scene happened to be a chick in a coffin.
Yeah, well, explain more.
I didn't sign up for that. I get free porn from Gina Lynn.
Dude, I didn't just pop
She gave
in.
Me a stack of like 30 of
How
them.
How come I popped it in at the point?
There's Asian ladyboy porn. Do you think that I watched that?
I bet you did. 100%.
You're the one who wants to get blowed by a tranny.
I'm not lying. I do.
Yeah, you're the fucking sicko.
So
then.
Now it's time for you to own up to the fact that when I turned that porn on, it was at the time when all the guys just came, which means you watched the whole session.
Well, why don't you go to one of your North Philly crack hideouts and find an Asian ladyboy, you little queer?
Let me borrow $100.
Borrow?
So, Chad, how's it been going here today, man?
Here at the Renaissance Fair?
Yeah, tell us a little about it.
There's people dressed up like Renaissance.
You're dressed up like Michael Jackson right now.
I know. Why do you look like Michael Jackson right now?
What got into you?
Well, are you, like, trying to, like, represent the fact that, you know, because he died, like, a long time ago, you missed the boat, pal?
Yeah. The boat's
you
getting
ready back. You thought the boat existed because you were one of those guys who bought into the fucking trend of it.
I was six.
I mean, you bought into the trend of the death. You mean... you said he just died. It was like he died a long time ago, so it's not cool to think it's cool.
You're still representing then?
I'm not representing that he died. I'm representing that he lived.
Well, where did it come from? Like, why?
Dream's still happening then over here because you have he's rocking a Michael Jackson glove too.
He's got a Gigi Allen shirt too.
Would Gigi Allen approve of your outfit?
I don't think these are my idols.
I don't think anybody on earth has ever had a Gigi Allen shirt with a Michael Jackson coat on.
And
first concert was Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5.
You are a lucky motherfucker. I would have loved to have seen
it. It was fucking the best concert I ever went to.
Mine was Def Leppard and Poison.
Well,
mine was New Kids on the Block.
Mine was Public Enemy.
Shit.
Natalie.
Okay.
You're out. You're out.
Yeah. NKOTV. Down the other way.
Who'd you like the most?
Hanging tough. Joey.
Was he hanging tough?
No.
He was hanging tough.
Everybody liked Joey the
Wait,
best.
Joey McIntyre's booked to play at my place.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Holy shit.
I'm going to give him a hand job.
Are you gonna go?
Do you think he has a big cock?
Are you gonna ask?
Probably not. He was a little guy out of the bunch.
Yeah, but sometimes the little guys have the big cocks.
That's what I am.
Telling you.
Dude, I got the biggest cock at the
table.
How small
is Max's cock? Abby, Apple.
It's four and a half inches.
Apple. Ask Apple.
Apple, how small is his cock?
Talk into the mic right here, Apple.
I'll tell you how big it is. It's 4.5 inches. I measured it with a ruler.
Let's ask
and then
the girl
you want to have a dick off again.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think it's going to... Hard.
He's lying.
I'm not lying.
She said soft or hard.
Let's ask the girl that I fucked. Apple, is my dick satisfying to you?
I think Bam knows.
That's great if it's satisfying to her,
that's
but it's 4.5 inches.
Age is just a number.
It's not an age, it's the inches of your dick.
Numbers are just numbers, they mean nothing.
Ask that to a ruler.
Okay, so now, Chad, would Gigi Allen approve of you rocking the Michael Jackson album?
Who gives a shit?
Why
would Michael Jackson approve?
I'm not looking for approval from them.
They're both dead, so who cares?
I approved of what they did. I'm not asking for them to approve of me.
Okay.
What the fuck?
What, did Gigi approve of him pissing on his grave?
As out of Chad.
At the time, dude, I don't even know what... I really thought it... meant something to me. It meant something really positive for him.
So. You saw that footage, right?
He told me.
Wait, what footage?
Before CKY's show in New Hampshire, he drank an entire bottle, like a big bottle of Jack Daniels, and then
it
was Jim Beam. Well, either way, it was whiskey and a lot of it. And then when he got to Gigi's grave, he wanted to show his appreciation by pissing on the grave. And then he was listening to Die When You Die, When You Die, You're Gonna Die at full blast, punching the ground, trying to wake him up.
I watched it.
When I die.
I wonder how much urine and shit is in that dirt on Gigi Allen's grave. It's gotta be impressive.
Dude, I'd have to wear like one of those hazmat suits to go near it.
What's Jeezy buried with? A bottle of Jack.
What else? Yeah,
they took the gravestone out now.
They
it's
did?
It's gone, yeah.
So what's there? Just one that
they just took? It's gone. There's no place.
What are they burying with, though? Like pornos and whiskey?
Weed, drugs, and stuff?
You can watch the whole funeral. They were putting pills in his mouth, and there's pictures of Merle, like,
that's medium
jacking off
up.
His dead dick. On
Merle, his
t-shirt
brother, jacking off his
band.
Dead brother's dick, man.
Sell the band.
That is work. Speaking of deaths, I would like to dedicate this show, in all honesty, to Joey Buchanan, who passed away last night of a drug overdose. So everyone that thinks it's really cool to do drugs and stuff because we do make fun of it a lot, it's not. So rest in peace, Joey Buchanan.
Coming from the guy who probably has a bunch of pills in his pocket.
Nah, don't.
Yeah, because I already did them all.
And it's not cool.
I hope that was a wake-up call for you.
Hey, well, you saw me last night. It was.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, Natalie needs birthday sex.
Yeah, who Natalie. Are you going to fuck for your birthday?
It's Natalie's birthday.
I want one of these medieval guys.
Where are you going to fuck them? Like in a bush?
Behind a dumpster.
I fucked a girl behind a dumpster once. It was the most disgusting thing in the world.
What happened?
That's the best
thing. Dude, I was waiting tables at this place, and we're walking up the street, and we had to walk through a pretty bad part of town before we got to her area. So it had to be like 2:30. All these like homeboys and stuff were coming out of the club, and I got so turned on. I'm like, come here, I just want to fuck you now. So I take her in like a, not even like a giant grocery store, like one of those knockoff grocery stores where everything's generic and it's like $9.97.
Like your ghetto grocery store.
Yeah, ghetto, exactly. And I have to go to the dumpster, and I bend over doggy style, and she's got her hands. No, actually, I'm sorry. No, that's way better
Wait,
than
that. Wasn't her,
no,
we get, her head was we, in the trash.
No, we get, we, no, I bend over first, and I'm fucking her outside the dumpster, and all these homeboys are like, yeah, fuck her, yo, get her. So I'm like, no, we gotta change up. So that they
you
just
didn't
want
to give the homeboys a show, yeah, so you got into
I got
the dumpster.
Into the dumpster because they just emptied it. So I'm fucking this broad while these goddamn flies are coming all over, like flying in my face and my asshole and shit.
What's this?
Gigi Allen.
I want to kill you, Gigi Allen.
I want to kill you.
Oh, it's a sword fight. It's a sword fight. Rock it out.
Dude, that's like the shittiest quality ever.
I know.
That's like worse than a one track. Jesus. So when Novak got arrested the other day, for Jackass, I poured, just to fuck around, I poured like a gallon of flour all over him, and flour got into his jacket pockets, and when the police arrested him
for
having warrants in Delaware County, they were patting him down, and all this fucking powder is just coming out of his pockets.
Like, they slap my chest, and they go, poof, dude, and then powder's just like, what's that, heroin? Because they saw my rap suit. Like, you got heroin in there? I'm like, no. Cocaine? No.
They thought they got the best drug bust out of the week on you.
They fucking...
And they did all these tests on the whole thing, and,
no
and
way.
They were so mad when they found out it was flour, because they said, what's all this white powder shit in your pocket?
My buddy poured flour all over me.
Oh, I've heard that before.
You expect me to believe that one? Yeah, I heard that one before. No, he really did.
Dude, they seriously had the powder they could pull out of our pockets on the top front of the cop car and all these little water test kits, and they're putting the powder in the test kits, shaking it, praying for it to turn like blue or red. It turned nothing, and they were just like, well, I guess she is right. You know, they're like assholes, because they are cops.
Some of them are cool.
Are cool. On some level.
Here, they're totally letting us do this.
No, that's what I said. Some are cool.
The Renaissance people want to shut us down.
Well, if you come to New Hope, it's basically you have to be a witch or a gay. You have to be gay or a witch to come to New Hope. And they let you drink in the streets. and wear assless chaps if you wish.
I do.
And you get blowed behind a dumpster by your homo buddy Chris.
Or Novak.
Wait, you can fuck your apple today in a dumpster.
Wanna fuck in a dumpster, babe?
Big time.
Your mother will be proud of that.
When you bring in Novak, go to your mom.
Yeah, Apple, talking to the mic.
Well, Tim's, I don't know if she's ready for you yet.
When are we gonna have a family dinner with me, you, your mom, and dad?
God. I don't think they can handle that yet.
They can't handle that.
No, no way.
Dude, you know I'm a charmer, though. I can pull it together.
But wait, where are you actually from?
New York.
Oh, York, PA?
Yeah.
All right, so. So they think that you're out at college doing all kinds of nice, productive things, but you're hanging out with Novak.
Shambles.
Do you like your life in shambles right
Baby
now?
Baby shambles.
Abby, Apple's like the sweetest little, like, next door girl. And she's with this motherfucker.
Now she's the South Central, Northwest,
West,
Jersey Whore, sure.
East.
East.
The third.
Esquire.
That means you come from a line of whores.
Were you there when I was so wasted one night that I called up Phil, my dad Phil, at about 8 in the morning after being up all night?
Oh,
and I insisted, because I just got like a nice paycheck from a commercial or something, and I really wanted to turn the turret into a freezer and have a penguin in there as a pet.
And how long did you keep him on the phone with us for?
No, he
Phil started making calls right away.
He was.
He's gullible like that.
Yeah, but you know, the penguin needed more room. So then I was considering turning the Fast Eddie's Treetop Casino into a freezer, but
the imaginary.
Then I, you know, he can't climb up them stairs because it's a treetop.
Who was going to take care of the penguin?
Me.
Oh
yeah,
my God,
right.
If they would die.
Dude,
I have friends.
Yeah, and booth.
Yeah. So you wouldn't take care of the penguin. I feed the kitties.
Bam, dear.
Yeah.
The Renaissance girls are challenging you to a sword fight.
A sword fight.
I kid you not. She just came up and said, "We want
to
take
that.
Him on."
Please do it, Bam. Do it.
I've never had a sword fight.
Do it anyways.
Dude.
Am I going to wind up stabbed?
No. Do
I'll
it.
Take care of you if you do.
Give me some chainmail.
I'll give you something.
And I want what you give him. Just kidding.
I'll give you a blowjob if you win.
Well, where's the sword then? Let's do it.
What are we waiting for? Let's start. Game on.
They're the wenches up there with the corsets on.
Nah, they don't want. They want a sword fight, Bam.
Well,
I'd rather watch Bam be uncomfortable while sword fighting.
You love that shit.
Chad.
His biggest joy in the world is seeing me uncomfortable situations.
Chad, did he or did he not sign a waiver telling Mike that he would ride down the street yesterday on a horse?
Yeah, he signed that waiver.
Thank you.
Are you serious?
Thank you, Chad. Dude.
He's coming to collect the $800.
Thank you. I've been telling him that.
You said it was $700.
Well, $100 difference.
Well, he's giving me $100 to get you to sign it.
I lost my phone.
It doesn't matter. No excuses.
No, because I had to spend all day yesterday trying to attempt to get another one.
You signed a waiver, dude.
Where did you leave it?
No, somebody stole it.
What's that?
Okay. Oh, the horse is behind the horse. The pride, the one he was supposed to ride, and now for which he didn't. And he was.
I've never even rode a horse.
It doesn't matter.
Wreck it,
Chad. Didn't Mike stand in his face for like 25 minutes and like explain to him how important it was because the horse was being shipped in, and Bam had to be in the front of the parade and ride and kind of waved everybody.
Yeah, he was supposed to lead the whole parade.
Thank you, Chad.
Big disappointment,
dude. I'm telling you, that's why.
Came here, no horse.
What the fuck?
You are fucked.
Were you fucked up?
Why would I lead the pack of a parade of a Renaissance fair? Do I look Renaissance-y to you?
Normally. Well,
yeah, you bought your whole house is Renaissance.
I look Renaissance-y?
You look medium Renaissance.
I have a shirt that says Eat Shit Plus One on it. I do not look Renaissance.
And yins on your neck.
Yeah, everybody has yins on their neck because Bam fucking did it with a marker.
No, because it's Natalie, a.k.a. Yinz's birthday, so everybody has to have it on their neck, including Chad. Now come here.
Chad is now getting a Yinz tattoo.
I was going to get Thriller on my neck.
If you're listening.
Thriller.
Put Yinz and Thriller on the other side, man.
I do want to see what Thriller
is. Now put Thriller on the other side. Now give him a Thriller.
I can't reach.
Let Apple do it.
Apple, put Thriller.
Go ahead, Apple. Thriller. Work it out, girl.
Thriller.
There you go, Chad. You're finally going to get to meet Apple's personality.
You know, Apple, right. do it in a really girly handwriting.
Yeah, do it girly as your pussy.
Oh, we should
like
have
the eye should have a heart on it.
We could have brought the purple fur coat and walked around the street.
With your tits hanging out.
I would have been fucking naked with my fucking fuck me shoes.
Why do you shambles, man?
When I get up, all I do is I throw on a shirt, put on some jeans, put on some shoes, and I'm out the door.
Yeah.
And girls don't have
to do their hair, straighten it, then, huh? No, I just get up and go.
No,
I think brushing your teeth
like
is 80s. Shampooing your hair is definitely 80s. That shit's played out.
The only thing that works is deodorant. That's the only thing that isn't 80s.
Yeah.
There we go.
She spelled Thriller wrong.
No.
It's a filler.
You're a fucking college graduate. Now you really are fucking up with me.
See, you're definitely with Novak. You definitely have failed your life.
Filler.
You were with Novak.
I can't even spell my own name right, and she fucks up the word Thriller.
Wait, what does it say?
Filler.
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 It doesn't have an R on it.
There's no R in it.
No R.
Phyllis. Phyllis Diller.
Kinda. Like like Phyllis, but with a T.
Look what he did. My life is
Filler.
See, now you're gonna have to work extra hard to make Chad like you.
That's a dumb dog. Wait, Novak, how often do you shower?
I got in the hot tub yesterday.
Oh, that was a shower. But don't you understand,
girl? Before that, I got in the hot tub a week before that, so that was my other shower.
But don't you understand, a girl's nani is sensitive. You have to wash your cock.
You think she gives a fuck?
And nani is sensitive.
Dude, she was her. I was choking her with my cock.
Jump in the hot tub time machine. It takes a second.
I did naked, but I still had to get ready today. I like to shower. I like my pussy to be clean.
Yeah, I do too. Girls,
not your mouth, however.
Girls need a shower.
Never.
I agree. Girls do need a shower. I don't want to eat out no minging ass pussy that has been washed.
And nobody wants to suck a fucking dirty dick either.
Not my problem. I'm not. It's not about me making them happy. It's about them making me happy. Last night I did.
Did you fuck her in the ass yet?
No, that's not my thing. I don't like that.
Would you titty fuck Nancy Reagan's one tit?
Oh, man.
Just for street cred?
Well, I would do I'd do anything for street creds, man. But I feel like it's putting a hex on me because I'm smoking a cigarette while talking about titty fucking lady
Jack
had cancer.
Is loving it.
She didn't have it anymore. That's why she chopped off the tit.
Yeah, but I still feel like he's going to put a hex on me.
Plus, she's 80. Would you still do it?
It's all about street creds, bro.
All right. Let me think of somebody who's, like, super old, but famous.
Famous.
Liz Taylor.
Fucking A, right. She was best friends with Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
All right. Would you eat out Liza Minnelli while she's taking a shit for street creds?
How famous is she?
Medium famous. Well, she was big time famous.
No, she was.
Famous.
She was. Broadway, everything.
Well, she was.
Like, you would know her name. If you
all right. How about this? She's rich.
Would you eat her smelly Vanelli?
Like, pretty big time.
Billions?
Millions.
Did you hear what Michelle said? Michelle said Liz Taylor is in a wheelchair. You have to knock her on the floor first.
Oh, Jesus. I had to beat her over the head with a club.
Michelle.
Renaissance shit.
Knock her on the floor.
All right, would you suck Stephen Hawking's dick while he's in the wheelchair?
That is.
He's the guy. He's the brilliant dude. What is he?
He's paraplegic.
He's the guy who talks with a robot voice.
Yeah, he has a robot voice.
What did he do?
He's like, I don't know what.
He's a genius.
He's a genius, but he's in a wheelchair and he can't even talk, so he has this like robot voice.
Well, he just is a genius. I mean, I want to suck his dick.
He's a famous genius.
He invented Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Really? He's actually thinking about sucking this guy's dick. He's like thinking.
I really am. I'm dead serious.
He's not offering. Where's the money coming from?
Tabloids.
Like, he's Bam paying for it?
No, tabloids. What? I got to pay him?
You're willing to wait for the million?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere.
You got to do a lot of work to get the fucking million. You better collect, yo. Call Bill Butler.
Yeah, I will call him.
Swallow?
Well, that would cost more.
Why don't you apply for a job at Applebee's and then have Tiger Woods try to fuck you?
If I could have a shot to do that, I would. But I don't think it'll happen.
Or you would have to get a job at Perkins.
He went to sex rehab, so I think he might have straightened his act out.
What does that mean?
Bullshit.
Think about it.
The channel's out.
If you're in sex rehab and everybody else is there because they're addicted to sex, and then you look over and you go, so you're addicted to sex? Yeah, me too. Well, then let's go fuck then.
Dude, as soon as the first eye connection is made, you want to fuck. You don't have to say hi.
I just don't understand. I think that sex rehab is a way to get more sex.
Yeah, it's just like...
Well, it's a way to get away with having a lot of sex with your wife as you have to go to sex rehab
to get out of trouble.
You have to call it a disease.
It's doing it, man. Yeah, a disease, because you're addicted to sex. Well,
you are.
You have to do that. If Tiger Woods would have to do that to try to get brownie points.
You're apparently the white Tiger Woods, so would you do that to get brownie points?
Hell to know he wouldn't. He'd be like, I don't know, I'm dumb. I don't know, I didn't mean that.
Well, no, I'm stupid, so now you know.
I can't fix it.
I can't help it. I can't fix it.
I told him, aim high.
Stop having sex with ugly people.
The only ugly person who I had sex with, I got raped.
I made it happen, too.
You're an asshole.
You deserved it.
I was being mean to him, and he left my door open, and some girl who was, not attractive at all, I woke up to her riding me, going, I love you, I love you, I love you.
How did she get your dick hard?
If you start blowing somebody while you're sleeping, they will get hard.
I agree with that.
That's what happened. A girl can rape a guy. It happened. Oh, sure. I know. I've seen me do it.
It happened.
Might have been hard already.
I'm really a brunette.
You are?
I can prove it.
Let me see.
Downstairs?
Let me see the shades.
In a week and a half.
Let me see the shades.
Oh, she shaved. She said in a week and a half she can prove it.
Oh, so we know we got a shaver here.
Like a little baby girl.
Right up my alley.
P-Rock's been dyeing her hair for the past 20 years, like green, pink, purple.
I'm going to be 40 in 2 weeks.
No way.
Shut up.
April 28th.
Really?
Happy birthday.
Dude, you don't look anywhere near 40.
I love you, Novak. I'll suck your dick tonight, too.
Well, normally I say yes,
no,
but
wait, I mean Joe Franz. I'm all about the Joe Franz.
But I love you, babe.
Joe Franz.
Apple's like, better her than
nine of Joe Franz's dicks equal one. No, nine of Novak's dicks equal one of Joe Franz's dicks.
And that is the truth.
I go for the big one.
Well, then you don't go for my one. Trust you me, babe.
You don't even have one. You have a clipenis.
I think you're just jealous.
I'm jealous of your mini hard dick.
You my dick so much.
Because I see it more than my own. You're always naked.
I
get into a cab in London, and his dick and ass are hanging out, and the cab driver just turns around and sees his bare asshole hit the seat and just goes, Jesus Christ, mate, you're going to leave a fucking shit stain on the cab.
I'm doing a goddamn jackhammer.
Then you got a six pack of beer, and then you throw it on the seat, and then you open it and it explodes all over the fucking car. That dude was furious, but I was laughing so hard for 20 minutes that he just wound up laughing too.
Better the beer exploding than Coca-Cola.
Yeah, then the fuck face takes us. Okay, I'm putting it in Pennsylvania terms. I had to take a cab from basically Philadelphia to Scranton, which is stupid because it's like $400. But there was two Scrantons in England, which was Donington. There's two Doningtons. So now I have to take another cab from basically Scranton to Harrisburg.
$800 cab ride.
No, 800 pounds, which means it's like $1,300.
Okay.
$1,300?
And then
for a fucking cab ride.
Bam's like,
serious?
I was so mad that the guy took me to the wrong Donington that I just lit up a cigarette. He's like, you can't smoke in here. I'm like,
$1,300?
You.
I'd have put you on my back and ran across the country.
Yeah, I was so pissed off that I actually got out of a train station and I threw all the clothes out of my backpack all over the place. And then I saw some Jamaican smoking weed, and then I decided to do it. And I hate weed.
I know. It was in the middle of the day. We smoke weed in the middle of the day. You just get stupid and dumb and don't talk. At least I do.
What's that have to do about you taking your cock out?
Because his dick is always he's not taking it out. It's out.
Come on.
He doesn't wear boxers. And he has a fucking belt on that he got
from, just to play Richard Bragg and pool.
No, he got a belt from Fashion Bug that is too loose.
Jealous of my belt.
Fashion Bug.
Yeah.
Fashion Bug.
He goes to the mall, shops at Fashion Bug, and gets a girly belt that is too big because his dick and ass are still hanging out. And not only his ass, like his asshole is out. That's how low it is.
Come shop at God Save the Queen in New Hope, where we're right broadcasting in front of.
Punk Rock Michelle, who was in the A1 Roller Rager CKY video.
She actually brought all those skaters to us.
Really? I didn't know that.
She's a beast. She handled all
Cheers
that.
To Michelle for having us show here. Thank you, Michelle. Cheers, babe.
Are you twisting your armpit hair?
Yeah.
You are fucking twisting your armpit hair. Look at that
Look at
shit.
It. It's like a dreadlock.
That
I just twisted it.
Disgusting.
I twisted my armpit hair.
Going to your brain, man.
Ew.
They're all like dreadlocks.
I bet you are thinking about my cock, aren't you, punk rock?
I don't think anyone here is thinking about your cock but you.
Is it smaller than Novak's?
You want me to beat it in or what?
Novak, I want to see it. Pull it out.
I can't, dude. I'm
you can't pull out his dick right now. There's an 11-year-old walking by right now.
New Hope.
You want me to pull a Vito?
New Hope.
You're not going to pull me in. I'm not going to be a Vito.
There's a medieval drag show a little bit soon.
Holy shit, look at her tits.
You've seen real
God fucking
things.
Damn it. Look at how big her tits. Look at her tits.
Hey, Novak, there's some
I love them.
Transvestites tonight.
Really?
A medieval drag show.
Well,
maybe you could get your wish.
Dude, they're gonna, maybe you'll like one of them.
Look at Apple. Look at Apple's face. She is lost for
South
words.
Central Northwest Jersey whore. East Esquire. Esquire is mad right now. She's fed up.
That's okay, because we're going to have...
She's not mad. She just thinks you're a goddamn dirtball scumbag because getting blowed by a transvestite is minging.
But yes, she won't, she's not going anywhere.
She's
she
definitely
me.
Not sucking that dick now.
You did you know that Don Vito...
Yeah,
Don like, Vito got blowed by a transvestite, which he didn't know at the time, for an exchange of a hoagie.
Yep, a
no
fucking
way.
Sub.
You're
an Italian
lying.
Hoagie.
In a, in a mechanic
she wanted.
Garage.
She was hungry and she wanted an Italian hoagie, so... So the transvestite blew him.
In a garage. Like a oily-ass garage.
In an A-OK auto body garage on Washington Street in South Philly.
How do you even find his cock? How do you, like...
I don't know. Dude, one time...
I don't know.
He just eats Viagra to eat it. One time we were in Ocean City. Man Bam kick his hotel room in the next morning. We go in there, and he's dead asleep.
With a rock-hard
hard dick. Like, I mean, it looked like... I swear to God.
Dude, Vito takes Viagra with no pussy lined up, so he just walks around town with a hard-on.
He takes, like, his time off, like, as a headache.
Well, we know Bam doesn't need Viagra ever.
What happened?
If Bam took Viagra, I would seriously... I would move. I would seriously move, or I had to like really be like, okay, you gotta fuck somebody else.
Dude, I took a half of Viagra the other night for the first time when I was not last night, the night before.
And it gave me another centimeter to my 4-inch dick. Well, I'm going somewhere right now with this.
Yeah, where are we going?
I'm going to beat up G because last time I went to Europe with him.
That's where he's going.
Listen to this. I'm not kidding. I rented a car in Europe. I drove from Budapest all the way to Amsterdam with Shitgoose, which I wasn't supposed to leave Hungary, the country of Hungary.
I thought you were hungry.
No, no, no. I wasn't supposed to leave, but I did anyway. I went on a road trip. So we're late as fuck to the airport. And I'm like, gee, I will go get the plane tickets. You go return the rental car. He pulled it into a fucking parking lot at the airport. Didn't get any receipt or anything. Didn't take it to any rental car return at all. And then a month and a half later, I get a phone call saying, do you still have that car?
Oh,
I'm like,
shit.
I returned it a month and a half ago. And they're like, well, we don't have it. I call up Shitgoose. And I'm like, did you get a receipt or anything? Did anybody see anything? No, it just turns out he just parked it in a parking garage. And I had to pay $13,000 because of his pussy ass.
Shut up.
No.
Yes, yes.
So what was his excuse for that?
His excuse was, I don't know, I'm stupid.
Oh, those turds and the fucking marshmallows. I'm going to kill them.
That's what I thought. Turds and the marshmallows?
Turds. Turds.
I just found the guy that Natalie is going to fuck for her birthday.
Where is he?
He's right there in the white shirt. Look at him. That is her fucking man.
It is your birthday?
Today's Yin's birthday. That's why you have Yin's on your neck.
That's why we all have Yin's.
Well, now you know.
Soda!
You want to play any music?
Big time.
What is it?
I think it's time for Plasmatic.
I want to smoke crack.
He doesn't have that on his eye thing.
Man.
You have your iPod here?
I told him
it's dead.
You said you charge it.
Well, let's play Plasmatic's Master Plan, and then I'll charge my iPod.
Kind of like my life. Master Plan. You had a plan, and you blew it.
So, yeah, once again, we're here at the Renaissance Festival, the first annual in New Hope, out live on the street. We rarely do shows like this. It's kind of fun.
We should do it more often.
Yeah,
it's fun, right?
This is a really good time.
Not a bad thing. We're normally locked in a
marshmallow. They're having a marshmallow war right now.
That is not medieval.
Look at the shooter that he has for the marshmallows. That's why it's going so far.
Marshmallows aren't medieval. They probably didn't even have them back then.
Not have marshmallows on. Neither are pirates,
fam. Seriously.
Take that.
They were in the fucking sea. Not on a horse with a jaw.
I know. I just walked past Mike's house and like half.
Last time I checked, pirates are of the sea.
Pirates are of the sea. Why does everybody dress like Johnny Depp instead of a pirate?
I know.
What a giant what?
Well, Johnny Depp
didn't invent a
Johnny
fucking
Depp.
Pirate.
Yeah, and
he looked like a half-assed.
Oh, let me get a sip of that. Not to mention, pirates didn't wear eyeliner.
I love you too, baby.
Jack Sparrow, he has like L'Oreal eyeliner on. Pirates didn't have eyeliner, they had missing teeth and fucking.
No, hot and sexy pirates wear eyeliner.
Yeah.
Hey, these marshmallows are starting to piss me off. In fact, the guy who's throwing them looks like one.
I told him to shoot that. I caught one in my mouth.
He looks like a fucking fat marshmallow. He's probably shitting them out of his ass.
Yeah.
Tammy, tell him if he keeps throwing these marshmallows, he's going to wind up getting his fat marshmallow dick sucked by Novak.
Yeah.
Two, one, two, fuck you.
Look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, that was Plasmatics, and that was Master Plan, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. I'm here with South Central Northwest Jersey Whore,
the
East,
Beast the Third,
Esquire,
Choir.
Natalie, a.k.a. Yins, Novak, Chad I. Ginsburg, and the Tam of all Tammy Tams.
Hell yeah.
And Tammy's getting mad.
Live and new.
Tammy's getting mad at an 11-year-old who's throwing marshmallows at her.
Well, no, everybody was throwing marshmallows over here, but then it hit Natalie in the face, so I was like, if it hits me in the face, I'm going to be pissed.
Now, how could it hit Natalie in the face when she's facing me?
Good point, fam.
She turned around at that time and it hit her in the face.
What a horrible time to turn around.
Yeah. What's up, Cupcake?
I do feel bad yelling at him.
Is he Cupcake over
there? Don't feel bad. It's fucking annoying.
Bam Bam, you remember Cupcake? He was in the 81 video, too.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Which dude were you? Which guy was he?
Cupcake cooked at Johnny Peters for a while. And then he was in A1.
No, but what was he wearing in it?
Cupcake, what were you dressed as in the A1 CKY video?
He got wrecked in it, though.
He worked all fucking dead through the Joe Franz schedule of fucking forever.
Yeah, Franz schedule's like Franz, an asshole. He gets everybody up at 5 in the morning to get there.
Like,
which is what all production companies do. Like, I'm telling you, when we film Jackass, honestly, they wake us up at 7 in the motherfucking morning, get us to set by 8, and then we honestly don't film the first bit until after noon.
1, 2 o'clock, if you're lucky.
I'm like, I tell Tremaine, I'm like, dude, if you just give me those 2 or 3 extra hours of sleep, I'll be a lot more happy and a lot more funny.
Yeah.
I just show up all fucking tired and hungover.
Because
as soon as I'm done filming, I usually wind up getting wrecked. So then I have to go get wrecked at the bar in order to make myself feel better.
So then when you get up that
2 in the morning, bars close, and then I get to my room by 3, then I pass out, and then I have to wake up at motherfucking 7, and I do that for 10 days straight.
And then the fact that you're not filming until at least 1, what drives you to go right to the nearest pub until you have to start filming. So
I
you
think
know,
I'm
shit-faced before you film.
Good.
I definitely feel tipsy.
Tipsy.
Well,
you feel tipsy.
The tits are coming out.
I bet you your swollen ass pussy is bigger than Novak's penis right now.
See how jealous he is of my cock? You won't leave it alone, dude.
Novak, you probably could get your cock out of John Peters tonight. It's a drag show.
Why don't you find your homie buddy Chris? He's the man.
Bammy, my homie buddy Chris. Bammy's the man. Hey, remember that guy, Chris Chad?
Chris Chad?
No, Chad. Remember that guy Chris that I was in love with, the homo? I said he could have my services for the weekend for $100.
No, you said $20.
I didn't meet him, no.
I thought you might know him from town here.
No, I don't know those guys.
Wait, I think Novak was jealous of Bam Bam's cock in the hot tub yesterday. He was like, is that your dick? He's like, is that soft? Is that really soft?
I was curious. He's got veins in his dick he could just shoot up in all day for it, man. He got like veins that are like fucking ropes.
That are like ropes.
Really? He was fucking tied.
Wait a minute. Who showed his dick the other day who had that sick man-ass vein?
Tim. Ew.
Tim White. He has this vein on his dick that's like so purple that it's almost black.
Yeah.
What's that? And it's all big and it goes all the way from the tip of his dick to his balls. It's disgusting.
And he's not too fucking cute himself, so it really doesn't help with his whole ensemble. I walked out the next morning, I got Apple fucking nude sunbathing, and then I'm laying there with my shirt off, I had a pair of underwear on, I look over to my right.
Wow, that's new.
It's like a harpoon whale on one of the beach chairs, just like just dead, completely naked. I'm like, ugh.
Oh, he is so sweet, though.
Hey, he's a good guy, but he's a fucking minion-looking machine.
You know why? Because I know why. Because he goes to Wawa, which I went with him before, and whatever he orders, say he's getting like an Italian hoagie or whatever, and says, would you like extra meat? Yes. Would you like extra cheese? Yes. Would you like extra mayo? Yes. Would you like bacon? Yes. Would you like ranch dressing? Yes. He clicks yes on everything, and he has this big minion-ass sub, and he hammers down the whole thing.
Well, remember he asked you if you were going to come to his cheesesteak contest eating thing this weekend, where he had to eat like 6 pounds of cheesesteak?
You want
to
watch me eat cheesesteak?
Tim White and Tim from Kildare's, they love to get ready to do a wing bowl. And they do like hot dog eating contests. Like,
ew, like what's
like,
cool
what's
about
the
that?
Reward of fuck getting yeah, fat. I ate the most wings, yeah. Now you fucking gain 10 more pounds, you idiot.
Now what chick wants to fuck me? Now I'm really fat and really fucking
Wait,
sick.
Who does fuck him?
Ew, which one?
Who fucks Timmy White?
What is that tattoo he got?
That girl who was there.
What was that tattoo?
He has a monkey above his cock.
Doing something fucked up, though. It was like
jerking off his
dick. He has a picture of it. Oh, it's around his blood.
Yeah. It's around his dick.
No, it's an elephant, I think, and the trunk is his dick. Something like that, right?
It's disgusting. And he has a picture of it that he loves to show everybody where he fucked some girl while she was on her period, and his cock is just covered in blood. It's the sickest thing.
Now, bam, I wouldn't let, never mind.
Yeah.
There's some girl who had a tattoo right above her pussy and it said, hit it like a champ.
Ew.
Dude, that would turn me off so bad.
That means a million guys have hit it like a champ.
I don't feel like laughing at a funny joke when I'm getting ready to fuck. I'm like, ew, dude, this is funny.
Like a girl one time I saw.
You don't want to forget to tell you, man.
She had a fucking...
hit it like a champ.
A slice of pizza tattooed on her tramp stamp. Like, who is going to have a tramp stamp of a slice of pizza?
That's actually... Wait a minute.
Wait, isn't that Lee's friends?
That's that girl Jessica from Baltimore.
I don't know. But
she has a slice of pizza as a tramp stamp.
Like, it makes me want to spit on it. If I was fucking in the down side, I would just spit a loogie right on it and walk away.
Kind of like the chicken mane.
Exactly. No, I treated her. Dude, I treated her like dirt. She is dirt. She looks like dirt. She fucked like dirt. And then we left her in the dirt. Literally.
She actually said,
"You're a piece of shit."
Dude, he's watching an iPhone of a porno of a girl, and he's watching it as he's fucking this girl and eating pizza and spitting it on her back.
Because she was,
first of all, when she was done, she goes, "I'm going to have to get 4 showers before I go home to my boyfriend." Then she goes,
"I wake up the next morning, I want to kill myself."
Then we're in Providence, Rhode Island, and she goes, "Hey, if it's not too much trouble, do you think that you could drive 4 hours north to Maine to drop me off and then drive 4 hours right back to Providence and then head home?" Hell no.
That's when we literally left her in the dirt.
It would be 8 hours to drive her home.
We left her in a dirt parking lot.
It's like driving to Cleveland to drop somebody off.
And it's not even a hot bra. That's like a minging machine, bitch. They like, you wouldn't even.
Why do you fuck these girls then? What the fuck? Why do you fuck these scumbags?
I'm not fucking a scumbag now.
Well, no, you see the hottie totty.
That's fucked up. She's called you a scumbag.
I'll tell you why he does. Because he wasn't fond of the girl that he was with and he didn't know how to break it off.
Thank you.
That's honestly the reason.
You know what? I couldn't have said it better myself.
He said that it started to end up acting like, he's like, "I feel like I'm humping my sister and I don't want to hump my sister.
So I'm just going to have to fuck the first thing I can find."
Too long.
Yeah, too long. Five and a half years.
That's not that. Well, you're so young. That's not that old.
Well, I mean, not old. In my eyes, 5.5 years is too long. The first 3 years was cool and great and shit. And then after 3 years,
then I wake up with George Foreman grills in my face.
Bitch woke me up.
All my goddamn clothes out in the front lawn.
Then I call the police on her because she's beating me up, and I go to fucking jail.
The best is though. Whatever furniture that he bought in the house when they get in fights, she'll throw out all the furniture and all of his clothes, and he won't do anything about it to clean it. So 3 days goes by, and then she has to pick it all back up and bring it all back in
Truth. I'm like, "Go ahead, bitch. Keep throwing it out, because you know I'm not going to pick it up, and you don't want the house to look like dirty and see the neighbors do it." Then I see her like lugging this fucking heavy-ass, big U-turn-shaped couch back in.
Then he buys her a David Yerman ring for a fiance
engagement
ring, and they get in an argument. So he goes, "Fuck you, then. Fuck this ring," and he throws it out in the backyard.
Still to this day, I haven't found it.
You have found it. You've pawned it off.
No, I didn't. It is.
You told her that you couldn't find it because you wanted the money back.
Yeah, you can see me in the backyard with a fucking metal detector looking for it. I'd rather just go
your
get
yard,
money elsewhere.
I seen your house. You could find it in that. Lawn.
No, I can't. You have no. No.
You're acting like you live on Graceland, 14 acres.
No, we had. I don't know how much we had. We didn't have that much land at all. Probably that's something I'm talking about. I have a lot more land, or I did have a lot more. But it was enough to where I wasn't going to spend fucking 8 hours trying to look for it.
I would have been looking for that shit.
I know. You're a moron. How much
I
was that rare?
It wasn't like one of his. parade his pieces, and I don't have that much money, so.
Well, obviously you know that it's in your backyard.
Yeah.
So why don't you go fucking find it? Because
I've looked, like, several times, but my attention, I get pissed off. The more I look, the more I get pissed off, so I'm like, fuck it, and leave.
What, did a fucking prairie green falcon come by and take it?
I don't know. It's
still
sitting
there.
It's snowed, it's rained, Diva was shit and piss out there. She might have ate it, for all I know. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, a dog really likes to eat metal.
Did you ever see Marley and Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did Marley eat?
Two. Dog food.
Thank you.
I don't know.
No, she ate a fucking nice ass engagement ring, or that the boyfriend got her. Yeah.
They filmed that in Westchester. You know?
I know. Apple told me that the other day. I thought I was in California. I was shocked.
No, no, no. They filmed it. They filmed it in Westchester, Florida, and Ireland.
Did you see any of them in town when they were filming that movie?
Yeah, I saw Owen Wilson.
How was it?
He seemed like he was on Xanax.
Luke Wilson's really cool. Remember, we partied with him in Vegas.
Yeah.
And Owen's just... But Luke was doing Xanax in Vegas, but Owen, but he was just, like, out there, like...
You positive about this?
Am I positive?
I mean, is this, like, really legally information that can be...
No, I'm not saying... I said it looked like he was. I don't know if he was.
I don't know about the Vegas,
like,
thing.
Mellowing
seemed...
out of it.
Yeah, I didn't feel like editing.
Yeah, no, it just
no,
seemed,
I'm not
yeah.
saying that he was. Yeah, we're not... looked like he was.
Right. And same with Luke. I didn't see him. I
Johnny
just
Knoxville,
like,
actually...
out of it.
Got an airplane, made a sign fly around Malibu that says... Luke Wilson's phone number is, and gave it out. then he made toilet paper and t-shirts, like a shitload of them, that all say, it has Luke Wilson's face, and it says,
no way.
It says the saddest Wilson.
Are you serious? That's fucking hilarious. This
one. And he tried to commit suicide.
Yeah, no, he was
Owen.
No, it's his buddy, so he was just fucking with
who
him.
Who tried to commit suicide? Which one?
Owen.
Owen Wilson.
When he broke up with, who was he dating? Kate Hudson or something?
Man.
I don't know. Who was he dating?
Talk about a girl with dumb ideas, dude. So
I know. Talk about
I think everybody comes to that point once.
I've never...
Fucking dumb idea.
When my first girlfriend got fingered at the beach at goddamn Rehoboth, I wanted to drive my car off a cliff.
But did you really contemplate killing yourself?
No, but I want to kill myself when I hear My Name is Jonas by goddamn Weezer, because that's the song that kept playing and playing and playing in the car.
Well, when you found out about
only,
it?
That's the only CD
He's
I have.
He's sad about still.
I drove my car into a telephone pole over
to prove how much he loved her. Remember?
Just directly into it on purpose.
Why though?
All right, well.
Why'd you do it?
Took as much speed as it took to get to the pole. I mean, it was far enough to get to about 30.
And why did you do it? What was the point?
I thought I was going to kill myself.
I thought you did
after I chased the entire... Well, that's it. It really didn't work.
And then tell about, the football team. What happened?
I chased the football team all over... That same day, I chased the football team all over the football, like... grounds and
the field.
I've chased them over the field and then
in a car
challenged them all to fight me on top of the car. I kicked all my windows out.
Gotcha.
I was a fucking nutty kid. I got committed that day too, you know? For real.
Jesus.
I wonder why.
You know,
dude,
I don't,
the worst is when
I've been committed. It's no big deal.
When dudes catch their girlfriend banging somebody out and they want to beat up the dude over it.
It's not the dude's fault.
He doesn't know you. He doesn't care. She was out floozying around at the bar.
She's the one begging for his cock.
Like, be mad at her for doing that. Don't be mad at the dude. He's just a dude with a heart on.
I never understood that concept when guys get pissed, dude. Like, Apple, you go fuck some random dude here. I am not going to give a two fucks less about the guy. I'm just going to call you...
You guys are that serious?
No, but I'm exclusively fucking her, and she's exclusively fucking me
there,
at
though.
The moment.
Really?
He tells me every night, I really like this
apple.
Yeah. I don't lay no rules, dude.
Well, because you're in a different state. You're in a different position than I am right
Why
now.
You need to lay rules? They're going to do what they want anyway.
I know, but and you're right. You're right.
Dude, honestly, a girl's going to
do
what she wants.
People who give me rules, it makes me want to do it. Do the opposite. Yeah,
that's
more.
True. I know, but
please don't fuck me, Bam. Please don't fuck me.
High five that, Michelle.
That deserves.
Talk about
that deserves
cheers
around town.
Now that beats all Mike's cheers.
Fuck like Michelle. We're here at her store. God save the queen in New Hope. I'm
so if you come to New Hope, come to her store.
Whatever
buy
anybody
something.
Says, I want
to
do the exact. Like, please fuck me.
Please don't fuck me.
No, please don't fuck me. Please
don't fuck me. Yeah, this is great. So, yeah, we're here at New Hope at the Renaissance Festival.
It's freezing.
It's not freezing.
Just fucking relax.
Would you relax?
I am relaxed.
Don't you get mad when people tell you to relax? I get furious when Odie always tells me to. Does Odie do it to you?
Odie always does.
But he says it to everybody. He'll be like, dude, relax. Like, now I want to fucking kill you. Like, no, dude, calm down. No!
Dude, you're making...
Oh, dude, the fucking Fios guy came out to my house.
I went to get cable.
I went to get Fios. They just installed it. I haven't had cable at my place because I live in the fucking woods. Totally.
Middle of nowhere. Chad has awesome.
And then... there was no Fios, so then the guy goes to hook it up. He comes 8, 9 in the morning. Yeah, I just woke up when I answered the door, so I was a little fucking out of it. Whatever, a little bit. Guy, like, I open the door, he, like, starts backing up, and he's, like, all, like, fucking scared. And he's like, you have a basement? I was like, what are you talking about? Come on in. He's like, something wrong with you? I'm like, what?
Fuck you.
Are you in a bad mood?
Oh, shit.
I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I didn't even say what the fuck. I was like, do you want to, can you install this or not? I mean, is there a problem?
If I had a bad mood, who gives a shit? Yeah, I hired you to fucking put the cable in. Now shut the fuck up and do it.
Are people stoked for installation, man? I mean, fuck. So then, yeah, right off the bat, and then he starts back and he goes, this doesn't feel right. This fucking, no, he doesn't say fucking.
What?
This doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel right. I can't do this. And they got in his fucking
truck.
How
does it not feel right?
What? Like, doesn't feel right. Then.
Being there with you didn't feel right, man?
Or. I don't know what he was doing. He was just backing up, going, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel right. And he was, like, looking really terrified. Like, as if, like.
I didn't tell him he had a gun taped to me,
like, pointing at him or something.
You told him he had a gun?
No, I didn't know. I didn't have fucking nothing, man.
That's
just
Michelle
me. It's just me looking a little fucking just woken up.
It's like FedEx showing up, delivering a package, and then asking you if you're in a bad mood, and if you are in one, then he can't give you the package. Like, that's kind of like what it is. If he's there to install your cable, it doesn't matter what mood you're in, install the
you
cable.
You could have just killed your wife.
Do I have to be in a good mood?
In the bathroom. It doesn't matter.
Then all that matters. He goes out to his truck, sits in my driveway for like 15, 20 minutes, says he's calling the foreman, and he's like looking at me like, you watch, I'm calling the foreman.
No way.
You watch.
Are you serious?
What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Now you're really pissed off.
And remember where, we went to your house, and you hired people to like chop wood for you or something, and you just go up to the guy.
What the fuck is this?
It's the cedar wood that we go chop. Massive pile of wood.
I don't want cedar. I said I want
so the guy had to put it all back
in
the
truck. I asked for seasoned wood. They tried to sell me seasoned wood. It was freshly cut wood. It was awfully cut wrong. It was all like way too fucking long. It wouldn't even fit my fireplace. I caught them motherfuckers. They had to tow that shit out, and they gave me another half a fucking goddamn cord for free of seasoned shit. And I'll never use it again.
I said I wanted seasoned. Not cedar.
I noticed.
Cedar,
they thought I was some cedar. Fucking joker. They delivered these old women who's got too much money. Going, I knew we need a fire. You know, it's fucking bullshit.
Bam, tell him about the time that he...
I didn't finish my Verizon guy.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
So the fucking Fios guy goes outside to his truck. He sits there for 15 minutes. I go out finally, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, hey, man, I'm a family man. I'm a family man. And he's like... running through his truck trying to pack it out. And I said, are you on fucking drugs, man? He goes, are you on drugs? I'm like, what is going on? And I'm laughing at him.
He thought you were going to shoot him.
I don't know what he was doing. And then he went and he backed out of my driveway.
Well, if I didn't know
crazy.
You, I'd think that you're a shady dude.
No offense. Hey,
I don't know. I mean, I look like a regular. I was insulted.
Dad,
it's my fucking house, dude. Maybe I should just fucking attack the dude for real.
I would have punched him. So he backs out of your driveway.
Yeah.
And leaves.
Backs out of my driveway, sits in the fucking road like a fucking nut job.
He's scared to be on your property.
He's calling everybody from Levittown. I'm calling my foreman, and his buddy comes in to come fucking fix the shit. His buddy says, I don't know what's going on out there. I said, what's up with your buddy? He's like, fucked up. He's really weird. What's up with it? He's like, listen, do you want this installed or not? He wouldn't talk to me about it. I'm like, what is going on?
Dude, he must have been on PCP.
I said, what is that guy's name? He goes, John JKXY.
Dude, that's conspiracy
shit. I can't give you his last name.
John JKXY.
And I said, what's your name? He goes, Josh fucking LMC. And I'm like, dude, give me your last name. He's like, nah, we can't do that. You know, you don't understand why. And I'm like,
You know my fucking last name, my address. Yeah. You're in my fucking house.
You know everything about
He's
me.
Like, I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to call
someone else. Supervisor. Now they're calling now out. They're He's calling else. Someone else.
45 fucking minutes later, I'm waiting for the other guy. He rolls up. The two guys split. The guy comes in and he says that the two dudes would not tell him why, but they felt way too uncomfortable to come and finish the job. So they left, and I don't have fired.
He was scared of your Sebring,
yeah,
and your voodoo totem pole out in front of your house.
I don't know what I did, fucking.
Why do you have a fucking voodoo totem pole?
I never
out
saw
it. Shit fell over. It's the yellow semen on the side of the road. It's a sea mariner. It's a captain of a ship, but I normally say pull over at the yellow semen on the side of the road.
Semen.
Yellow semen.
Yellow semen at that.
Back in WW2, I used to be a semen. Now I just put it all over my wife's ass.
Jerky boys.
What was that thing Mike from the Renaissance Fair said?
Oh, dude.
The good one?
Here's to lesbians and virgins. Thanks for nothing. That was his one good toast.
He also, no, he had another good one, though. He said, if you get married, there's four ways that you get fucked. You get fucked all over the house, fun times. Then you just simply start fucking in the bedroom. And then you start going past each other in the hallway and go, fuck you.
I didn't hear that.
And then when you're in divorce court, then it's the official fuck you.
I missed that one. I must have went to the bathroom on that one. That's a good one.
All right, I'm playing Baby Shambles.
Oh, yeah.
You have it on your iPod? Fuck yeah.
Big time.
It's Bam Bam's New Hope Renaissance Fair radio show right here at God Save the Queen in New Hope.
Bam, you know I only want drug-related songs. All right, pipe cool down. Ah, oh, Patty, please put the pipe down.
All right, here we go.
Hey,
Patty,
hey,
put the pipe down. Baby Shambles.
28, Faction.
Radio Bam, Series 28.
Michelle was just kidding.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy ho!
This is Radio Bam, baby!
Faction.
We're outside of New Hope.
I think that paint's
getting... Is he drunk or is he on weed?
I think that paint's getting to his head.
Yeah, he's huffing paint over there. He's got a shitload of spray cans.
Production paints and spray paints like graffiti art, and then they turn into like whatever that shit looks like.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, all right, well, that was Baby Shambles. This is Raider Band Series 28 Facts. I'm here with South Central Northwest Philly. No, Jersey Corps. East the Third Esquire. Natalie, a.k.a. Yens Novak, Tammy Tam, and CIG.
And Bam Bam.
And is what I want to talk about is your lazy eye.
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. I have a lazy eye. Can you see it?
Embarrassing. I'm talking about Novak wanting to get blurred by a tranny. And you're talking about lazy eye being embarrassing.
Oh my God, I can't show my face. I have a lazy eye.
I'd rather have a lazy eye than a lazy guy.
I am like so tipsy right now, and my eyes start shutting. When I get drunk, my eye starts to shut.
Wait a minute. She didn't know. When she was 8 years old, she looked in the mirror and she goes, "Mom, what the fuck is this?" And she's like, "You didn't know?" She's like, "No, what is that?" She's like, "You have a lazy eye." She didn't know that
eight
she had
years,
a,
that your eye kind years. Of veers off sometimes.
No, but like when I'm tired or I'm drunk, my eye like shuts. I'll be like, "Hey, how you doing?" Like,
"You got a Don Vito eye."
Yeah.
No, it's not that bad.
Tammy Tam's mom.
All right, I'll tell the story.
Yeah, I don't hear that. What's the story?
All right. About your mom? I was 22 and I'm at a party and
The pizza story.
I'm 22 and I'm at a party and this guy is talking about he delivered a pizza one time. Like he said his best pizza delivery story was he was delivering pizza. He was like 17 years old and my mom at this point used to be like total drug addict, like total fucking drug addict. And he's like, "Yeah, man." So this hot blonde came to the door. He goes, and she fucked me for the pizza. And I was like, "Oh my God." I'm like, "Where was this?" And I'm listening to his Victoria Court, and I was like, "That's my fucking mom." I was like, "What the fuck?"
So, did she fuck the pizza guy because she didn't have money for the pizza?
No, she was just fucked up. She was fucked up, and she's like, "Well, she's like, I'll fuck you for it." Like,
Novak, she mows her lawn in high heels and a fur coat.
The mom.
My mom.
No way.
She's out in the lawn mowing it in front of everybody with high heels and a fur coat.
No, he wants to see it.
Is she hot?
She is.
Yeah, well, especially then because she was like my age. She was like 38. She's
still how old is she now, though?
She's 53.
I just met her. She's fucking hot.
Her fucking body is like, it's like Apple's ass, a 24-inch waist, and D-tits. I swear to God. Because Apple's got the best ass.
Oh, Apple does have the best
ass. Oh, I fucking feel it. I was feeling it up in the bar. Sorry, Novak. How are we going to talk about my mom? That was fucked up.
I'm still going to talk about
her. Is your mom still a drug addict or does she clean herself up?
No, well, she loves to drink wine, but, oh, no, I had a Vicodin for my tooth got pulled, and I got fucked up on one. She's like, "Oh, you have Vicodin?" She's like, "Give me, like, three." I was like, "Mom, this was, like, last year."
So what's this bitch's number? I mean, I don't want drugs. I just want to see how she's doing.
And her name's Tootie.
Tootie would pass out in the lawn in her fur coat with, naked laying in the front lawn, like, and sleep there till the sun came up. She's like 11 years old. And she's like, "Mom, like, what are you doing?" She's like, "What did she say?"
Oh, she's like, "We've all had our moments."
No.
I haven't.
You're a mom. You're not supposed to be passing out in the fucking lawn all wasted.
What'd your neighbors think of Tootie?
She'd be passed out. She couldn't go any further. So
your mom was probably the shit show of the neighborhood.
She was the life of the party.
And then she would come to my high school to come like sign me out in short shorts and a fucking white tank top with no bra on. That's how my mom would come. I am not lying.
Why don't you bring her around sometime?
She was up a couple weeks ago.
She came down to dinner.
Can she still get drugs?
No, but her boyfriend had on a Jeff Gordon NASCAR hat on, and then a Dale Earnhardt NASCAR T-shirt on, and then like Coors Light jeans, stonewashed with fucking Marlboro boots.
At some point, girls just don't
and a kick-ass three-sided dick dust.
You know what? My mom has always gone for these like real upscale guys, and like
it sounds like it.
This fucking no, this is the first one. I'm telling you, she gets older. As she got older, her like she's just going down with the men.
Yeah, just anything goes.
Anything goes when you get older. I swear. That's does suck.
Why? What happened? Is something wrong with her?
No, she's gorgeous. She's got blonde hair.
Why she let anything go then? Like, why didn't she get a nice upstanding guy?
I don't know. Well, she was married for 10 years, this great guy, and then now...
Did she fuck that relationship up, or did he fuck? Did he leave her?
She probably fucked the pizza boy.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So she fucked the relationship up with a good guy over the pizza boy for a free slice.
She ruined it all just for a free slice.
For a free slice of pizza.
Can't have your
Mom.
Pepperoni all alone.
All alone-io on your own-io.
You can't have pepperoni on your only-io. All alone-io.
We had to bring her on the show one time.
Can't have your pizza and eat it too.
It's good cake, one. Idiot.
I know, but we're talking about pizza.
I don't really understand that. What do you mean you can't have your cake?
I don't understand that, but that's a saying.
Yeah, but where is the translation? Thanks. Tammy, do you know?
What?
You can't have your cake and eat it.
I don't understand that, but everybody says that.
I don't understand either. I know, that's like a big saying.
What do you mean have your cake? Like, you can't keep the cake?
You can't eat it?
You can't, like, have the cake.
And eat it, too.
I don't understand.
That doesn't make any
sense.
If
you're like, oh, that's a pretty cake.
Everybody says it.
And then you eat it, you can't have it.
You can't have it, but you can't eat it. Yeah. What the fuck?
Who saves a cake?
I'm just gonna fucking buy a cake and eat it. I don't give a fuck what
you can't have the cake and then eat it too.
You can't have the cake and eat it.
Says fucking who?
Whoever made up that saying.
Well, I don't listen to
that. Yeah, that is a dumb saying that has been said a lot.
Oh my god, my nipples are getting hard.
I've been saying it a lot.
Good.
Let the wind blow harder.
Sorry about that, Tam Tam.
You got good stuff to play, Bam Bam? We can play one more song here in New Hope. It's been fun outside Punk Rock Michelle's store, God Save the Queen.
Stop in it if you're here.
Are all hard.
What? Say it again, Michelle.
Our nipples are
hard.
Okay. It's getting a little chilly.
Yes, it is.
All right. It's time to go, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm playing Crash Diet from Sweden.
It's funny. Ooh. I was going to bring that song, dude.
He actually died of a heroin overdose at the age of 20.
Shit.
No, because he was hopped up on heroin.
I know you would play that. Yeah.
So now...
Knew it.
You knew it?
Yeah. Really?
Well, it's a miracle. Weird.
It is.
And this is Crash Diet, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction, signing off.
Good to be back on Faction.
G-Unit.
And Darvis.
I am tipsy.
Good.
Here, you got it.
I'm tipsy.
I'm tipsy.
Too.
We're going to go to the drag show for John Peters.
For real?
I don't know.
I heard it's a gothic drag show.
It's a gothic drag show.
Oh, even better. Uh-huh.
A drag gun show.
Crash Diet.
Later.
Flower.
Bam?
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.